May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you and I sheep or goats? We have wonderful readings this morning to help us perceive what it is that God expects of us and what God calls us to. And as we listen to the presentation regarding the Advent wreath, we were reminded that our journey in the year is coming to an end, and our journey in a new year is about to begin. And so today, as we celebrate the reign of Christ, we also celebrate the last Sunday of Pentecost and the Sunday next before Advent. Lots of names, but all trying to signify that this is a very important day in the life of the church, as we come to the end of one year and begin our preparations to begin a new year. And as we come to the end of this year, we ask and are asked, are we sheep or are we goats? The first reading, the reading from Ezekiel chapter 34, to give it a little bit of context, Ezekiel had been forced to go into exile in 597 BC when 10,000 or more people from Jerusalem and area were taken captive to Babylon. And in 593, at the age of 30, Ezekiel was called by God to be a prophet to those in exile. It was not and is not an easy job to be a prophet of God. If you read the book of Ezekiel, you'll discover just what he had to go through. In a series of visions, though, Ezekiel is told what to say to the people of Israel and their neighboring nations about the situations they were in. His message also has a prophetic message for future generations who are seeking to walk in God's ways and to those who are not seeking to do so. In today's reading, there are a couple of points that I want to draw your attention to. One is that God will send the good shepherd to gather his sheep, which have been scattered hither and yon. God will come, and in the person of the good shepherd will gather his flock. We know that the good shepherd is the Messiah. And in this reading, God says that the good shepherd, the Messiah of the house of David, will rescue, feed, protect, and unite the sheep so that they are one flock. The first reading brings before us the question about the future which you and I are living in. Are we sheep? Are we lost? Have we been found? The second reading, Psalm 100, is a psalm that is inclusive and addressed to all of creation. God has made us. We did not make ourselves. We belong to God. God cares for us just as a shepherd cares for the sheep. Because we belong to God, we can enter the presence of God with praise and thanksgiving. For the Lord is good. God's love endures forever, and God's faithfulness extends to all generations. Praise the name of the Lord. The shepherd gathers his flock. The third reading, Ephesians. The context is that Paul writes this letter around the year 60 AD to the church in Ephesus, while he is under house arrest in Rome, awaiting trial before the emperor. It is a letter that is filled with joy and amazement at the love God has shown to Paul, and how much Paul appreciates the Christian community in Ephesus with whom he had spent over 3 years. It's not a long letter, maybe a half hour read. And I suggest if you haven't read it, read it all the way through at one sitting. It's a wonderful letter. In the passage read today in the service, we hear the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of everything in heaven and earth. The Creator's resources are without limits, and God empowers us inwardly through the Holy Spirit to work together to use those resources wisely. Christ becomes more at home in our hearts as we learn to trust him. Paul's letter to the Ephesians reminds us that as we come to the end of this church year, hopefully we have grown closer to the one who loves us and redeems us. And now we come to the fourth reading, the Gospel from Matthew. And you may, if you've been reading One Moment, Please spots, you may remember that on October the 27th through to November the 5th, I reflected upon this particular gospel reading, and especially on the criteria that the judge uses in separating the sheep from the goats. I'll just briefly review those. And the first one has to do with being hungry, and being one who needs something to eat, and are we willing and are we able, and do we use what we have to reach out and feed those who are hungry? And in the One Moment Please spot, I noted that part of our life here in Calgary is that neighbors have an eye open for neighbors. And when they see there's a need that they can reach out and fulfill and help with, they do so. And especially if it's a case where people need food, where people need to find something to help them get through the day. Also, in Calgary, people voluntarily work with and voluntarily support the local food banks, both in kind and in cash. And so we have the opportunity to reach out to neighbors known and unknown to feed those who are hungry so that they do not go without. The second criteria had to do with giving the person who was thirsty something to drink. And I know some have had the opportunity and have followed up on it to respond to a person living on the streets who appeared and expressed a need for something to drink, and they bought them a coffee or something. But we also have the opportunity to provide something for the thirsty in far-off lands. And in the one moment spot, I referred to the Primates World Relief and Development Fund. And in its brochure, which you may have received in the most recent copy of the Anglican Journal, you have on an inside page an opportunity to support a project in Kenya in order to provide water for those who have none through the development and bringing in of wells and that sort of thing. And I commend that to your consideration. We have the opportunity to reach out to those who are thirsty and to provide them with something to drink. The next spot was regarding a stranger and welcoming them. And at St. George's, we have been blessed with the opportunity to welcome many who have come as strangers and are now participants in our fellowship. People from different nations have found their way to St. George's. In this time at St. George's Parish, we know that spread across the city as we are, we live in different neighborhoods. And so there are different opportunities for each of us in a COVID conscious way to reach out to strangers in our neighborhood and to give them a wave or a smile from behind our mask of welcome and of acceptance in our community. These small actions help to lessen the feelings of isolation and loneliness which the pandemic can feed. The next item was the one in which the person needed clothing. And you and I realized here in Calgary that as the cold winter comes, there are people in need of warm winter clothing. And sometimes we can find in our closet items that we can pass along to one of the organizations who provide clothing to those who are in need. We can also think about making a small donation to one of those organizations so that they can use their opportunity through purchasing power to buy warm clothing for those in need. And so in our Calgary situation, we do have opportunities to respond to that issue that Jesus presented, that I was naked and you provided me with clothing. And then the next one was the ministry to the sick. And we know that from experience right now, how important it is to care for those who are not feeling well, and especially for those who have come in contact with COVID-19. We do our part in caring for those who have become hospitalized by taking necessary steps in our daily life to make sure that we protect ourselves from COVID and also protect others from COVID, so that the caring for the sick is a part of our daily life as we go through this time of pandemic. We give thanks and pray for the first line workers who are there on taking that responsibility and that risk day by day to bring relief to the suffering, to bring comfort to the dying. We pray for God's blessing and strength upon them and for our wisdom in not making their job more difficult by not taking action that we could in preventing the spread of COVID-19. We take that action that the caring of the sick may go forward. And the final one was, you visited me in prison, and how it is important for us in this time of isolation to remember that prisons are more than just the institutions in which people have been sent. They are also in households and in our own community, where isolation has caused loneliness, frustration, abuse, uncertainty, and anxiety. And we look for ways to provide help to those who are in situations that we know of, that they may reach out to the various agencies available to receive the help that they would benefit from. We bring before God in our prayers chaplains and volunteers in the various institutions, in the various prisons. And we pray for God's blessing upon them. And we pray for God's blessing upon us as we hold up our community that may suffer from mental health issues and from abuse issues, that they may be addressed in a positive and helpful way. In this reading from the gospel, the king says that those who have done these things in reaching out to others in need have done it to him. And so in doing our best to reach out and to share and to be a people of faith in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of our daily life, we are seeking to be the sheep that are on the right hand of the king. Are we sheep or are we goats? The choice is ours. We, hopefully, are choosing to be sheep, to be those who put their trust in Christ Jesus and who seek to walk in the way of love and peace with all those around us. On this day, the last day of the Christian, the last Sunday of the Christian year, there is a prayer which has been used over the years, over the centuries, that I may be familiar to some of you. It is this prayer. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.